don't miss today's Kids Corner for Liz's wild dream about a spelling contest.
There's nothing wrong with me. I just need to prepare for the spelling bee this Friday. I'm only halfway through the dictionary. There are still words I don't know.
Stay tuned. Time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
It's only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
Monday mornings are not a young lizard's favorite time of the week, and Liz is no exception. But on this particular Monday morning, Liz is actually enjoying himself. And what's more, he's competing in a spelling bee.
Decathlon. D-E-C-A-T-H-L-O-N. Decathlon.
Good. Now use it in a sentence.
When I was in the Olympics, I won the decathlon.
You wish.
Skink, your word is symmetry.
Symmetry. S-I-M-M-A-T-R-Y. Symmetry.
I'm sorry, Skink. Oh. That is incorrect.
Why do I need to know how to spell symmetry anyways?
Lucille, can you spell symmetry?
Symmetry. S-Y-M-M-E-T-R-Y. Symmetry.
That is correct. Now use it in a sentence.
The lines on the road are in perfect symmetry.
Very good, Lucille. Liz, your next word is extravagant.
Extravagant. E-X-T-R-A-V-A-G-A-N-T. Extravagant.
Now use it in a sentence.
The hat my mom bought is too extravagant to wear to pick strawberries.
Okay, sure. I suppose that makes sense.
Yeah.
Lucille, your next word is quorum.
Quorum. Q-U-O-R-O-M. Quorum.
Oh, I am so sorry, Lucille.
What?
That is incorrect.
Oh, no.
Liz, can you spell quorum?
Quorum. Q-U-O-R-U-M? Quorum?
That's right.
What?
Use it in a sentence.
The meeting cannot begin until we have a quorum.
Very good, Liz. You won the spelling bee.
How do you know what quorum means?
I don't. I heard it in the X-Monsters TV show last night.
Oh, that figures.
Don't worry, Lucille. I'll still let you talk to me now that I'm the spelling champ.
Don't let it go to your head, Liz.
Well, Liz, winning this spelling bee moves you to the next round of competition.
Huh?
You'll be representing Terrarium Elementary against the two spelling bee champs at Primosaurus Elementary on Friday.
I will be?
I know you won't let us down, will you, Liz?
No, ma'am, I sure won't.
Good.
What's the matter, Liz? You look a little more green than usual.
I can't represent our school in a spelling bee. Lucille, I can't spell.
You just beat me.
Well, I got lucky. Totally lucky. You said O, I said U. I thought quorum started with a K. Lucille, you gotta help me.
Okay. Here's how I'll help you.
Wait, tell me. Come on.
Go study. Bye, Liz.
Study? What's she mean by that?
Now Liz had his work cut out for him. He went home from school that day and studied. Studied like he'd never studied before.
Gainsay. G-A-I-N-S-A-Y.
It's me, Linda.
Leave me alone!
Liz, what are you doing?
I'm working on my spelling, and you are bothering me.
Well, you practiced your spelling all through dinner.
Yeah, until Mom took the dictionary away.
Well, you were getting beetle quiche all over the pages.
I have to win this spelling bee, Linda. The whole school is counting on me.
I have to say, it is kind of cool the way you're taking it so seriously. I hope you do win.
Thank you. Now, would you adjust your gait and close the door behind you?
My gait?
Your manner of walking. It's the next word in the dictionary.
Oh, Gotcha. I'll leave you alone.
How am I ever gonna win this thing with all these distractions? Okay, Gator. G-A-I-T-E.
None of his friends had seen Liz since he left for home on Tuesday. But there was no way they could have been prepared for what they saw when he dragged himself into school on Wednesday morning.
Liz, is that you? What happened to you? Your eyes are all red and bloodshot. You look like a Christmas ornament. You look like you've been up all night.
I was up all night.
Liz, have you been eating those mushrooms again? You know they keep you up.
No, I was studying.
Studying? Studying what? Miss Waddle didn't give us an assignment yesterday.
Studying for the spelling bee.
Liz, don't tell me you were up all night studying for the spelling bee.
I already did tell you that. Even I remember telling you that.
Why?
Because I just told you a few seconds ago. I remember things like that.
No, I mean, why were you up all night studying?
I'm worried, Lucille. This is a big deal to me. Huh? I have to be true to my school.
You can't be true to your school if you can't even stand up. Get some sleep.
Sleep. No, I have to stay awake. Have to study.
Okay, smart lizard. How are you studying?
I'm memorizing the dictionary.
Memorizing?
The dictionary. I'm up to L, I think.
You're crazy. That's too much information. You'll never remember it all.
Try me.
All right, spell my name.
No, that's not fair. Your name's not in the dictionary.
You've known my name for a long time. Now spell it.
Okay, L-U-C. L-U-C-E. What is your name again?
Liz couldn't even spell his best friend's name. Can you imagine what it was like in Miss Waddle's classroom?
Can anybody tell me what it is called when you multiply a number times itself? Anyone? Anyone? Liz! Liz, are you with us? Liz?
Sure, Miss Waddle.
Can you answer the question?
What was the question?
Excuse me?
I don't remember the question.
Liz, is something the matter?
Huh? Oh, no, Miss Waddle. I'm just a little tired.
A little? You look like you're in a coma.
Oh, no. I'm fine.
Class, settle down now. Liz, I think you should go to the nurse's office.
I feel fine. I'm a little sleepy, but I'm fine.
Then maybe you could answer the question for me.
There's nothing wrong with me. I just need to prepare for the spelling bee this Friday. I'm only halfway through the dictionary. There are still words I don't know.
Bagatelle.
B-A-G-A-T-E-L-L-E.
Convocation.
C-O-N-V-O-C-A-T-I-O-N.
Molasses.
Molasses. M-O-L-A-S-S-E-S.
Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Anti-disestablishmentarianism?
Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Anti-disestablishmentarianism. A-N-T-I-D-I-S-E-S-T-A-B-L-I-S-H-M-E-N-T-A-R-I-A-N-I-S-M.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious? That's not a real word.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, that's not fair.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
I can't. S-U-P-E-R-C-A-L-I-F-R-A-G.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
I can't.
He told me he was up all night studying.
I can't believe it. I just can't believe it.
What, that he was studying?
No, that he spelled anti-disestablishmentarianism correctly.
Liz sure was a mess, and people were getting worried about him.
Miss Waddle, you wanted to see me?
Yes, Linda. How are you?
Good.
It's been a long time since I've been in your classroom.
I wanted to talk to you about Liz.
Now, what did he do?
He's been acting strangely for the last couple days. Today, he fell asleep in the middle of my math lesson.
Well, I'll set your mind at ease. He hasn't slept for the last 2 nights.
He hasn't? Why not?
Well, he's been studying words for that spelling bee on Friday. He stayed up all night working on it.
All night? Why would he do that? He doesn't do that for my tests.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
It seems I need to have a talk with Liz.
While Miss Waddle talked with Linda about what to do, Lucille went to talk to Granny Gecko.
So, Liz is acting strange at school, is he?
Stranger than usual, Granny.
I wonder what's gotten into that boy now. It's always something with these kids. They either don't get enough attention or then they get too much.
I know what the trouble is, Granny. He told me.
Well, how about you tell me?
He's staying up all night studying for this spelling bee he's competing in on Friday.
All night?
Mm-hmm.
What's a boy want to stay up all night for?
He wants to win. He thinks if he stays up and memorizes the dictionary, he'll be all ready.
And he thinks he's going to memorize the whole dictionary in 2 days?
That's what he thinks.
Oh, right. Well, sit down. I'm going to have to tell you a story.
Wait a second. I think you should be telling Liz the story.
Well, I'll tell him later. Right now, I'm telling you.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right, just go on and make yourself comfortable and help yourself to some bug juice.
Yum.
Okay, well, like you know, when I was a little kid, I spent a lot of time on my uncle's farm.
I remember.
When I was, I reckon I must have been about Liz's age, there was a drought. Do you know what that means?
Yeah, it wasn't raining.
Mm-hmm, that's right. In fact, it hadn't rained for a long time, 2 or 3 weeks.
Really? That long?
Uh-huh. The crops were dying. My uncle and aunt were worried that the drought was going to destroy the farm forever. Oh, and I cannot tell you how worried I was.
I still don't understand why you're telling me this story.
Well, do you want me to stop telling it?
No, now I have to know what happened.
Well, then I'll tell you. Now, where was I?
Your uncle was afraid he was going to lose his farm forever.
Oh, right, right. So, anyway, I got real worried about the lack of rain, too. So I prayed and I prayed, but the rain never came. So after a while, I got frustrated and I stopped praying and then I just worried. I'd sit up on the roof of my uncle's house all night just waiting to see even one rain cloud.
How long did you wait?
Oh, I don't even know. On the fifth night, I passed out from lack of sleep, fell off the roof, and landed on my head.
Whoa, what happened then?
Well, let's just say then I got plenty of sleep. Strangely, I've never been able to see the color umber since then. I just don't understand it.
Did it ever rain?
Well, of course it rained. All my prayers were answered, but in God's timing, not mine.
So what does this have to do with Liz?
When I woke up, my uncle shared a verse with me, and I remember it to this day.
Really? What verse was that?
Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. Do not worry about anything. Instead, tell God about everything. Ask and pray. Give thanks to Him. Then God's peace will watch over your hearts and your minds because you belong to Christ Jesus.
Wow, I didn't know the Bible said anything about worry.
Oh, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. If it's important, the Bible has something to say about it.
What do you like best about fall? The leaves changing colors? Pumpkin pies? Corn mazes, maybe? Before you take a walk to the park or around the neighborhood, check out Kids Corner's Seasons of Change Fall Scavenger Hunt. Together as a family, look out your window or go for a fall nature hunt outside. As you go through the scavenger hunt activities, read Ecclesiastes 3. And remember that God is with us through different seasons of life. Go to kidscorner.net and click on the activities page to find the Seasons of Change Fall Scavenger Hunt. It's a good way to explore all the sights, smells, and sounds of fall. Seasons of Change Fall Scavenger Hunt. It's all for free from Kids Corner.
Even though Liz was really tired, he stayed up again Wednesday night studying the dictionary. When he got sleepy, he used his fingers to hold his eyes open. The next day, Liz arrived at school to find Miss Waddle waiting for him.
Liz, I've been waiting for you.
Okay.
I know you want to win the spelling bee tomorrow morning.
Oh, yeah.
Well, as it stands right now, I'm not going to let you compete.
Why not?
Because I see what you're doing to yourself.
Miss
Waddle. You need to get some sleep, Liz.
Oh, I will. As soon as I win the spelling bee.
No, that's not good
enough.
Miss
Waddle!
I want you to go home and go to sleep right now.
What? What about school?
You'll have to make up all your homework this weekend.
If I go home and go to sleep, I can compete in the spelling bee?
That's right.
Well, okay.
Okay, I'll have your mom pick you up.
Liz was so tired, he slept for the rest of the day. Then he slept all night. The next day, the entire school waited anxiously, wondering if Liz would show up for the spelling bee. Would he sleep right through it? And if he did show up, would he win?
Good morning. I'm Mr. Smug. I'll be the moderator for this morning's spelling bee. We seem to be waiting for the student from Terrarium Elementary School. By my watch, he is 3 minutes late, but my watch is 4 minutes fast. If he's not here in the next minute, he will forfeit the competition.
I'm here.
Okay. What's your name, son?
Lizardo Quintus Lacerda. You can call me Liz, sir.
Good. I'd have too hard a time saying Bizarro Quincy Lasorda. What's your name?
My name is Bouncy Flipper Finn.
Oi, where do we get these names? What about you? Is yours any easier?
My name is Trixie Fishbender.
Well, it's a start.
Bouncy and I represent Primosaurus Elementary School.
Okay, we're all set to begin. What will happen is I will give you a word. You will repeat the word, spell the word. Repeat the word, use the word in a sentence. Any questions?
Will there be lunch served afterwards?
No, Binky.
Bouncy.
Right. No, there will not be lunch served. In fact, we'll probably be finished by 9:30. Are we ready?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yes.
Let's begin. Liz, your first word is economy.
Economy. E-C-O-N-O-M-Y. Economy. A strong economy is good for everyone. Economy.
Very good. Bouncy, your first word is cylinder.
Cylinder. C-Y-L-I-N-D-E-R. Cylinder. A soda pop can is in the shape of a cylinder. Cylinder.
Well done. Trixie, your first word is reciprocate.
Reciprocate. R-E-C-I-P-R-O-C-A-T-E. Reciprocate. My brother gave me a piece of his cake, so I decided to reciprocate and give him a piece of my pie. Reciprocate.
Suddenly, I'm very hungry. Your word is superlative.
S-U-P-E-R-L-A-T-I-V-E. Superlative.
Your next word is loquacious.
L-O-Q-U-A-C-I-O-U-S. Loquacious.
Cacophonous.
C-A-C-O-P-H-O-N-O-U-S. Cacophonous.
Maladroit. M-A-L-A-D-R-O-I-T. Maladroit.
Zymergy. Z-Y-M-U-R-G-Y. Zymergy.
Phosphorus. P-H-O-S-P-H-O-R-O-U-S. Phosphorus.
Ostentation. O-S-T-E-N-T-A-T-I-O-N. Ostentation.
Bouncy, your next word is expropriate.
Expropriate. E-X-P-R-O-P-R-E-A-T-E. Expropriate.
I'm sorry, Bouncy. That is incorrect. It's okay, Bouncy. You played very well. Now you can get something to eat.
Oh, good. I can't believe what a good job Liz is doing, Miss Waddle.
He is doing very well. All he has to do is beat Trixie Fishbender.
I'm glad you had him get some sleep.
He looks like a new lizard.
Mm-hmm.
Felicitate. F-E-L-I-C-I-T-A-T-E. Felicitate.
Your word is predilection.
Predilection. P-R-E-D-I-L-E-C-T-I-O-N. Predilection.
Coagulate. C-O-A-G-U-L-A-T-E. Coagulate.
R-E-P-E-R-C-U-S-S-I-O-N.
B-Y-Z-A-N-T-I-N-E. Byzantine. The Byzantine Empire spread through much of Europe.
How does Liz know that?
I have no idea.
Hey, am I late?
It started a while ago, Granny Gecko. This is one of the two finalists.
Oh, I knew that boy had it in him.
Trixie, your word is prehensile.
Prehensile. P-R-E-H-E-N-S-I-L-E. Prehensile. I can pick up anything because my hands are prehensile.
Very good. Liz, your word is herpetology.
Herpetology? What's that?
Oh, it's the study of reptiles.
Oh. Herpetology. H-E-R-P-E-T-O-L-O-G-Y. Herpetology.
Now use it in a sentence.
When I go to college...
He's got it. He knows what it means.
I'm going to bring a herpetology with me.
Oh, no.
He didn't use it right.
I'm sorry, Liz. You didn't use the word properly in a sentence. I'm afraid you lose.
Oh, rats.
Trixie Fishbender is the winner.
Are you sure there's no lunch being served?
After school, Granny Gecko invited Liz and Lucille over to try a new recipe. Ladybug cookies.
You look pretty happy for a guy that took second place.
I am happy. I learned a lot this last week.
You spelled words I've never even heard of.
Well, yeah, but that's not what I'm talking about. I learned how important it is to give my worries to God and get a good night's sleep.
What's that verse you told me, Granny? Philippians 4 verses 6 and 7?
Oh, that's right, Lucille. Do not worry about anything. Instead, tell God about everything. Ask and pray. Give thanks to Him. And then God's peace will watch over your hearts and your minds because you belong to Christ Jesus.
So we can rest because we know God will take care of us.
That's right.
You know, Miss Waddle telling me to stop worrying and get some sleep was great advice. Mm-hmm. My body feels better today and I can think a lot clearer too.
I have to say, Liz, you did a pretty good job learning those words.
Thanks.
Why was it so important to you?
I don't know. I guess I just didn't want everyone thinking I was a big dope.
Oh, let me tell you, Sonny, I don't think you're a big dope.
Thanks,
Lucille
Grandma.
Doesn't think you're a big dope.
Well, no, not most of the time.
Hey.
But what is most important is what God thinks of you.
Yes, ma'am.
That's another thing the Bible tells us. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, do your best to please God. Be a worker who doesn't need to be ashamed. Teach the message of truth correctly.
Well, that's a lot of good lessons to learn in a short period of time.
But they're simple. Please God, and don't worry.
Let me ask you, Liz. You spelled herpetology right.
It was one of the words I memorized.
So how did you get the sentence wrong?
Well, when I memorized the dictionary, I only memorized the words. I didn't memorize the definitions.
But you used those other words and sentences.
Well, I guessed. Pretty good, huh?
Oh, Liz.
What is a herpetology anyway?
I don't think Liz will make the mistake of staying up all night again anytime soon. Even though he knows how important it is to study, he also knows how important it is to get rest. God wants us to give Him our worries. What are you worried about? Don't let it keep you up all night. Tell God about it and give your body the rest it needs.
Hey, you know what?
Shh, listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Liz and Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
Remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. That's kidscorner.net.
I can't believe it.
Remember, you can get all the KC stuff there.
How to get what?
Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
And become one of God's children.
Do you hear that?
The KC website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
Kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
That was good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/kidscornerradio.
Oh, thank
you. Hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Darby Kern. Liz and Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.